Knucklehead, knucklehead, knucklehead. What's up, guys? With the Knuckleheads podcast, I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater, and I got nothing to hate on this week. So, it's going to be pretty boring.
You haven't hated on stuff in a long time.
No, maybe I've given up my hater ways.
I do see a glare on your, like, right on your eye on the camera.
It's probably from my light.
Yeah. So, anyway, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Buy our shirt on Teespring, please. Please. Where Anchor is going away, so Spotify and everywhere else you can get podcasts. Let's see. If you're new here, we go over daily holidays and hope to God there's food ones.
Yeah, those are the best ones, right?
Yeah, food ones, and we make fun of the dumb ones. The in pop culture news, O.J. Simpson died, so we could celebrate that.
they was tearing his ass online, and then people was coming out to defend it, and you know, of course, you get the both sides going. It was a lot of back and forth, and I was just like, okay, like fuck out of here.
Well, that's what when he first died, that's what I messaged you. I was like, I want to see. Like, is social media going to be, like, rest in peace to the legend instead of, like, okay, burn in hell murderer? Like, even fucking Caitlyn had the balls to say, you know, fuck him. Good riddance.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was Scuzz. I mean, maybe he didn't. He wasn't convicted.
He apparently on his deathbed, all his kids and whatever guests he had come to him, they had to sign NDAs.
In case he said something. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's how you know there was. Like, how long could they not talk about it after he died? Like,
I don't know, but if you think about running from. Well, he did. Didn't he go to jail for this anyway? They retried him, didn't they? And he
He went to jail for a few years and shit like that, but he wasn't convicted. I don't remember if he was 100%. I don't think he was convicted, but.
Well, I think he owed the family like $100 million or something. That's dead. And then, you know, he gave the white Bronco a bad name. He also, the only thing OJ had, in my opinion, besides football, is Naked Gun. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think he was such a huge thing. Like, he was mediocre. O.J. Simpson was released from prison in 2017 after serving about 9 years of a 33-year sentence for kidnapping and armed robbery in Las Vegas. So he didn't even go to jail for any of that. Okay, I remember that. Yeah, in 2007, robbery, Simpson was part of a group that raided a hotel casino to steal sports memorabilia from two dealers at gunpoint. So that's why he actually ended up going to jail.
If you think about, he went to jail for that. And if you're having your family sign NDAs, there's gotta be not innocent people don't have you sign NDAs on your deathbed in case you say fucking something wild.
Yeah, like he confessed to it at the last minute. I mean, it seems that he did not go to jail for that other stuff.
No, he was acquitted. But if you think about, you know, how he got off, you know, the trial and people that still fucking defend him to this day, that he's innocent. Yeah, there's a very interesting group. Yeah, excuse me. Sorry, I've been up since 3:30.
The funny thing is, after doing all that, he got 33 years in jail. Almost, he had 9 years out of 33. So he was sentenced to 33 years in jail for that robbery and that quote unquote kidnapping. So that's a lot when you really think about, like, if you go to jail for 33 years for kidnapping and armed robbery, but, you know, didn't go to jail for possible murder.
And then, but, like, then he came out and wrote a book. Didn't he do the book after he came out of jail? Was that before? The If I Did It book?
Yeah, he did it, but he released that book after he got out of jail, but he never got to release it. Apparently, they, like, seized all of it and then gave it to gave it to the family.
Well, and they were allowed to sell it. It was like $100 million or something that he owes the Goldstein.
Yeah. Feinstein? Something like that.
Yeah, something Jewish.
Yeah, so they got like all the rights, and then they were allowed to sell it, and they renamed it.
The in the past, I would say 10 or 15 years, the only thing that comes to mind when I think O.J. Simpson is, hello, Twitter world, when he got on fucking Twitter and it was like, hello, Twitter world. Yeah. That's the only... Like, I just saw him in Naked Gun the other day, and we saw a few classic movies that I actually never seen, and I was talking about Naked Gun, and I was like, yo, you know... Sorry. One of the movies that we watch... We go on sprees where we watch Mel Brooks stuff all the time, like once a month. And we always watch, you know, High Anxiety, Producers, and then we'll watch, you know, either Spaceballs, Men in Tights, but we watch Dracula, Dead and Loving It. And, you know, Leslie Nielsen's in that. And we're like, man, why don't we watch something that he's in? And I never seen Airplane before. And we watched Airplane, and that shit was funny. Like, there's so much in there that's like, even now, that's still mad funny. You know, it's
a lot of pop culture references that it spawned and shit.
Pop culture, it's very Naked Gun style. You know, where things are going on in the background, you really have to pay attention to a lot of shit. And I also saw for the first time Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I think I seen that when I was a kid. I don't remember a lot about it. That John Candy?
Yeah, if I did see it, I don't remember it at all. I'm pretty sure I never saw it. And I watched it, and then I told the missus about it, and then we watched it again. She wanted to see it. And that is another good movie. Definitely a classic. Fuck. Excuse me. Fuck me. This morning, a mosquito was in our bedroom fucking chewing my ass and her ass, and at like 3:30 in the morning, I was like scratching my back, and I thought I had like a pimple, and it was a fucking mosquito bite, and I just went to the couch, and I was like applying to jobs at like 3:30 in the morning, because I couldn't sleep, and I was like, I'm gonna lay down on the couch, and then this motherfucker's gonna come out here and start sucking my dick. So...
At least it was a female mosquito that she was sucking off.
Well, she's dead now. The missus got her with the... Apparently, Lysol fucking kills them on contact.
Dang. Killed that mosquito. I was just trying to get pregnant, bro.
Dude, it was before 7 a.m. and she said cunt maybe like 7 times or 6 times. She was so angry because it kept her up.
That's the irony of one lone mosquito terrorizing people for...
Oh, they'll chew your ass all night. All fucking
what's night. Funny, you would think a mosquito really couldn't suck up that much blood, but they really get to work on you.
Yeah, it bit me at least 3 times and her like 6 times, and every time I got comfortable, I was scratching the same spot on my back, and I was like, what the fuck, man? And like, I would scratch it and then lay down, and then it was back, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And then when I saw her scratching, immediately my brain is like, oh my god, please don't tell me we got fucking bed bugs or something. And she had a bite, and then I'm like, fuck, I saw it, like it skimmed me, like my nose.
It was buzzing the towel.
So I was like, alright, I'm gonna go sit in the fucking living room, and hung out there until she left for work, then I cooked breakfast. But yeah, it was
taken down by a lone mosquito.
So fucking tired, man. Just like the feeling of exhaustion from being up so early, and I should have went back to sleep and I didn't. But at least it's dead.
But what you don't know is that it left eggs behind.
Yeah, probably. Some of the national days that we have for today, actually, we have one good one is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Oh yeah, you know, love me a fucking grilled cheese. I haven't had grilled cheese in forever.
Yeah, but grilled cheese is one of those things that you gotta eat it fucking scalding.
Oh yeah, I would eat it right out of the pan. I'd start eating it, and then I'd make the second one. I didn't want to like let them pile up because then I feel like the bottom one would always
How many are you making? Jesus.
Yeah, like three.
You got a grilled cheese graveyard.
Why did you get that big thick ass bread or the big fucking soup with slices? Ooh, Lord.
I had a ham, egg, and cheese, egg whites and cheese this morning on the panini press, and that shit, the cheese kind of opened, like it melted out of the sandwich on the press.
It gets crusty?
No, but like I twist the sandwich and it picks up all the cheese, and then I pull it out, flip it to get it crusty on the other side, and oh man, that shit was, I was eating it fucking scalding hot, but it was delicious.
I feel like panini presses just make sandwiches better.
Yeah, well, this is a waffle press, but I bought the one that has, you could switch out the plates.
Yeah, I mean, just as good.
So I have the waffle, panini, and then there's one for sandwich. I don't know really how that works, but the panini one, oh man. The only shitty part is if your sandwich is, I folded the egg, so it's kind of thick. So when you close it, it kind of smushes it, and then everything kind of falls out if you have a lot of shit on the sandwich. But
yeah,
I didn't have that much shit on there. It just splits out because the ham is, there's water in the ham. It's egg whites. There's water in the cheese. So, but yeah, it's oof.
That half shit, water, half sandwich.
It was fucking amazing. That was for National Grilled Cheese Day. And then we also have Organic Breakfast Month, apparently.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't think these motherfuckers know what that means. Let's see. We have Halifax Day.
Oh, the day of the great Halifax explosion?
No, I think this is their independence.
Oh, like the founding?
I think so, something like that. Yeah, because the Halifax... If I remember our tour in Canada, I believe that was in December or November. Because they still send Halifax Christmas trees.
Something like that.
For that event, yeah. I love those fucking tours, man. The one we went in the Bahamas, that was like 3 hours. That shit, I learned so much on that tour and how there's a whole fucking distillery for their rum and whiskey, and there's like 8 employees in the whole distillery, is insane.
Damn. Talk about keeping the cost down.
Yeah, it's insane. And it's I don't know how much the bottles cost, but people were buying bottles and shit, and yeah, that it was a very interesting, even the chocolatiers, when you go, there's only two, one of them's a chocolatier, one of them's a cashier, and they're stocking the shelves, and when they run out, they run out, and bada bing, bada boom.
Just make enough. Just make enough. That's it. No point in having all that extra. Make the shelf, and that's it.
It's also National Licorice Day. I don't know if this is Twizzlers. This might be black licorice, which is gross.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to fuck with any of that.
Let's see. April. So tomorrow. Oh, Peach Cobbler Day. Tomorrow.
Mm. I think I've ever had like a straight up good piece of peach cobbler.
The crew's got peach cobbler. Peach cobbler, and they get you, if you want to be real fatty, you could get a fucking scoop of ice cream with any dessert you want.
Mm.
Everything a la mode, man.
I'd like a scoop of ice cream with my scoop of ice cream, please.
Everything, dude. Everything. And that was the missus shit. Like, she got that one day, on the first day, she was like, can I get this? I think she got, what the fuck was it? It might have been like a piece of chocolate cake or something. And she's like, can I get a scoop of vanilla ice cream? And they give you, it's a scoop. It's like a, it's not a fucking,
a normal person scoop.
Yeah, yeah. And it comes in like a little ice cream dish. And he was like, yeah, anytime you want extra ice cream, just let me know. Like, okay. So every fucking dessert, the whole cruise, not this one, the one before. Every fucking, yo, yeah. let me get a scoop of ice cream. Even in Johnny Rockets, you could get a scoop of ice cream. Them motherfuckers will go to the other buffet area or restaurant and bring your ass a scoop of ice cream.
Damn, I was going to say, do they have like ice cream machine style? They just got to pull the handle and plop it down on you. Yo, can I get a scoop on that burger, dog?
Nah, they don't. They will go get that shit for you. It's
yeah.
You could get anything on a cruise, really.
Yeah, they definitely aim to please, but I just thought, they're like, yo, let me get a water and a scoop of ice cream.
Or you could just go to the ice cream machine, which we got so lucky on our cruise when we went to Canada. Nobody was manning the ice cream machine. So you could just go over there and fill up a fucking cup if you wanted to, like your whole cup. Now there's a worker that stands there and fills your shit for you.
It's because we just saw people like us, and they was like, yeah, we got to calm these fatties down.
What's funny is I didn't even have ice cream when we went. I had mad creme brulee. The ice cream machine is by the pool, and we only went to the pool once or twice, and I'm not going to eat fucking ice cream by the pool like a fat ass.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing. I don't even remember having ice cream on that cruise.
No, I had creme brulee. That's it. That motherfucker called me creme brulee, and then when I went the following year, he's like, hey, creme brulee.
Damn. That's saying something when that motherfucker go through all that, all them trips and all them things. This motherfucker was like, he's probably to hundreds of thousands of people, and he was just like, maybe he's just taking a shot in the dark. He's just like, I see a chunky guy. Yo, creme brulee.
He must like creme brulee. I wonder if the guy that we had when we came back in October, I wonder if that guy, if I'm able to go on a cruise this year, I wonder if he's on the ship that's leaving Jersey, or did he get transferred? I wonder if he'd be like, hey, fucking Baked Alaska guy.
Call you BA.
Because he gave me a bunch of shit. He hooked me up.
Yeah, I feel like if I went on a cruise, I'm definitely going to gain a few pounds.
According to the average, you gain about 1 pound a day. But I was not only working out, but doing walking a lot. So if you walk the track in the morning, or you work out in the morning, and then, you know, it's very difficult to eat 100% clean on a cruise, and it is very difficult to not have, like, if you're trying to go, hey, I want 1,000 calories in a day or 1,500 calories, most of the time that's not going to be possible unless you're just eating plain salad, plain, like, let me get fucking grilled chicken or whatever, but you're going to eat 3 times and you're going to snack or whatever. There's just so much food everywhere, and every plan you have is kind of based around food. So I gained 3 pounds in 7 days.
Yeah. Well, if anything, because you say you could bring drinks, I'll just bring a case of protein. Some shit like that, I'll bring protein in the morning and the afternoon, so I keep my protein up, and then just, you know, have a decent meal for dinner.
There's plenty of protein. The thing is, there's just so much food around, or you.
It's hard. The temptation.
No, but if you have breakfast early, if you have breakfast at, you know, 9 a.m, and then you go swimming, and you're, you know, walking around the fucking ship, you're gonna be hungry at 12 or 1. So
especially swimming,
hey, I want to keep 1,500. No, like I just tried to eat light things throughout the day to make sure I didn't go over too far.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's okay. I mean, you still keep it in mind. It's not like it didn't derail you, so that's always...
The only dessert I really had was the Baked Alaska, and that was the day I waited for, and I was like, all right, if I don't work out a few times or do this many steps a day, which was like 15 or 20,000, if I don't do this, then I'm not going to eat the Baked Alaska.
Yeah. I mean, especially because you said they got a track, so I'll definitely get my steps in, because I was... been hitting it every day, and I'm not sure if it's 100%, but you know how Google sends you, they're like, oh, places you visited this month, location and stuff like that, like it keeps track of those things, and it was like distance you've walked, and apparently I walked fucking 14 miles in March, and I was just like, get the fuck out of here,
Alexa, how many steps is a mile?
It just gives you like a generalization, so I was like, that doesn't seem too right. 14 miles is a fucking lot.
Hey Siri, how many steps is a mile?
There are approximately 2,000 steps in a mile.
So 2,000 steps is a mile.
Maybe. I mean, I've been averaging 40 minutes, 45 minutes, at least 4 or 5 days a week. So.
Damn. So when I went to Barclay, I think we had like 60,000 steps or something like that.
Like, see, like, the fucking 6 and 7 motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's... And there. The cruises, you definitely walk a lot. Like, that's the good part. If you pick one day to, like, you know, go ham, or, you know, if you have a cookie every now and again, it's not that bad. Like, people exaggerate, or they act like you can't, you know, reel it in on a cruise, and, oh, you're gonna, they got all-you-can-eat buffets, you're gonna fucking go ham. Dude, yeah. We did all-you-can-eat buffet every day for breakfast, and guess what? They got plain eggs, no butter. The only bad thing I had was carbs. I had, like, bread or bagel or something. Plain, no butter, but mostly all protein. Like, dude, you can do it if you want to. Like, it's, but I'm not gonna...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna be up and be like, I'm gonna go and not have a cookie or not have. I want to enjoy myself too.
And even if people did, I wouldn't crucify them for having it.
You're on vacation.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're on vacation.
Okay, to take a break every now and again.
Yeah, hell yeah. Especially if you're not going crazy. Like, I could see if you're getting fucking, I just ate a dozen of cookies every day. Like, I could see that being different. But dude,
Chips Ahoy.
Just fucking work out, bro. All like, right. Work out. Offset it. Walk. Swim, you know.
It's that'd be good to get some laps in. Just they should have like a lap pool or something.
They don't have a lap pool, but the track is the whole, you know, the whole ship. So you can walk the whole ship on a track as many times as you steps. Want. Yeah, that's a fuck ton of steps. Sometimes you'll get like 6,000 steps just going to breakfast. The ship. Ships are massive, but
yeah.
Let's see. What's the speaking of McDonald's Day is Sunday.
National our ice cream machine no never work day.
Glazed spiral ham. Oh man, that's a weakness.
Let's see what's on. We used to have it at the supermarket. Sell them. They always came in the orange. It was like an orange tin foil with a fucking net bag, and you had to fucking carry that shit out. Like by the gate, it got a handle. They gave you a handle on it because it was so beefy.
I love ham. That's one thing that the misses like are making ham. In the air fryer. We have the spit accessory, so you just put the ham on the air fryer and let it go. You know, you glaze it with seasoning, orange, and a bunch of shit. Oh, it's so good. Even when I go to her family's house, like, oof, ham all the time. Every holiday, fucking ham.
What about canned ham? Like the big canned ham?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, I'm talking about a different one. A spiral ham is the big ones that you get from the meat section, and the canned ham is the one that looks like a shape like a ham. Or
the spiral ham is in the can.
Oh, it's just the ones just, in the can with like a loaf.
It's like Spam.
That's what I thought it was. The one in the can is like a boy's head ham that it's, you know, it's ham shaped, and then like a spiral ham is a big fucking like a real ham hock style. It's got a bone in.
So the spiral ham is like it looks not cartoony. The one that comes in the can kind of looks cartoony, but it's still ham.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying there's one.
It's not like a pork byproduct like Spam is. It's kind of. It gets a bad rep, but you can fucking really season it and make it taste good.
Spam is ham adjacent.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Whatever ham, I'll take it.
Ham in the morning, ham in the evening. One of those numbers.
I ham today. And then we have two more food ones for Monday. I think that's Monday. It's either Sunday or Monday. National Banana Day.
I do like bananas, but I still have trouble putting a whole banana down, but it's not too bad.
Your throat will get there. Let's see, National Cheese Ball Day.
Teach me your ways. Hey, fucking cheese. Hey, cheese doodles.
National Cheese Balls. I used to love that big-ass tub of cheese balls.
Yeah, I remember.
There is a company that makes protein cheese puffs, and I can't remember their name. They're low calorie. They are fucking atrocious. I bought some once, I think last year. Oh my god, the amount of fake cheese they put on this shit, it's like you're eating a fucking peanut with fake cheese. It's so fucking nasty.
I'm never like this. The smell is just always so gross to me.
Well, that's because, you know, be a man. This company.
I thought he was going to say, I'm a bitch.
It's called Shameless Snacks. They make 100 calorie candy or 100 calorie snacks. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
Chomps is good. They make grass fed beef sticks. They put out new flavors that I just bought this week and got. Those are pretty good. But there's a company called Keto Bark. And it's supposed to be like a bark that you, it tastes like peanut butter and has chocolate in it. It's like 90 calories. Those are fucking disgusting. I also bought one case last week.
That's funny because usually chocolate is the way to hide those things and, you know, make them not terrible.
I'll give you one. It's fucking disgusting. Like the texture, it's like you're eating peanut butter taffy, but without tasting like peanut butter.
What the fuck does it taste like?
I'm going to give you one. It's like 100 or 90 calories. It's a low-calorie snack. And it is fucking... I've been trying to get... So, with Amazon, if you buy... You know, you can only buy like a case or a box of something that has like 12 in it. And you can't return them. So, I've been eating them. So, like, I cut a banana. I put a little bit of the fat-free peanut butter on it. And then, like, broke up that bark shit and threw it on there just to make it edible. It was pretty fucking gross. Let's see. Oh, the big major thing
that happened. Not OJ dies?
Nah, the fuck out of here. Saturday and Sunday.
Actually, you would. Oh yeah, no, I was gonna say you're missing the forest for the trees. You forgot the eclipse. So I thought he was gonna mention
we're
the eclipse.
We're getting there. It's fucking. I told you we ain't got no topics, so we got plenty of shit to vamp about.
I got a. If we need it, 23 facts you didn't know about Wendy's.
Okay.
I'm really hungry. I've only eaten an apple today. I'm starving.
Oh, let's see. WrestleMania was Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, how was it? Was it everything you hoped for?
Yes, I watched all fucking 8 hours of coverage.
Damn, 8 fucking hours?
And it's 2 nights now. It's like 6 to 11.
That's considering its humble origins back in the fucking 80s, where it was probably, what, like an hour and some change, maybe?
Probably 2 hours, but the shittiest part is just now that it's on Peacock, the amount of fucking ads, dude. I would say there's probably like an hour of ads. It's insane. And they show the same ads, the same commercials. It is truly insane. I really didn't understand, or not understand, but I didn't realize how many ads were there. And holy shit, man. In between every match, there's probably like 3 minutes of ads. And fucking, you know, every time they do a clip of, you know, they always recap the match's story. And after they do the recap, fucking ads. And then they do your intros. And before the announcer comes in to do the in this corner bullshit, fucking ads. They did a Slim Jim match where the whole apron, so the apron and the turnbuckles are digital now, so they could put ads on that shit.
How the hell is the turnbuckle is digital? Those guys get slammed into those things.
The outside is a screen. Okay. They get slammed into that too, but the outside is the pole on the outside. Yeah, there's a screen, and then around the ring is a screen where the apron is. So they had like the Slim Jim match. They had the Prime match. They always fucking advertising even through the match.
So they got like, this championship match is brought to you by Slim Jim.
Kinda, yeah. Like LA Knight is the Slim Jim guy. He took over Macho Man's thing. So like they'll play the commercial and he pulls up in a Slim Jim car and then fucking walks to the apron and then gives the keys to a fan. He's like, you get the Slim Jim car. Pow! Dig it! Fucking just right there.
I'd be more impressed if it was like the Wienermobile, but it was a Slim Jim.
This is a fire car. This is like a Corvette or some shit. Like it's covered in Slim Jim shit, but it's cool. But it's insane the amount of like advertising and all that stuff because it all the
they gotta pay for that shit.
Yeah, it comes with Peacock. So like you pay $15 and you get WrestleMania.
Yeah. So besides, I mean. That's where the bulk of their money is going to be made, and all that advertising.
It's also, when they announced biggest gate ever, people were cheering like, yeah, 72,000, whatever the fuck, however many people. It's like, bro, we pay more for the same amount of wrestling. And yeah, motherfuckers is like, yay, charge us more.
I mean, I can only imagine how much the event as a whole makes. That shit's got to...
The cheapest ticket's like 700. And I think in the front row, there's tickets that range from like 8 to 16 grand or something like that.
Yeah. Fuck, man. That should, they've got to be pulling in hundreds of millions of dollars.
Super Bowl's worse. Super Bowl has tickets for $44,000.
Good lord. That's a fucking... That like box or a front row? Or...
I would never know. I have no fucking idea. Like, that is the dumbest shit. You pay... Granted, if you pay like 4 or 5 grand for, you know, really, really... I mean, really good seats. Like, first 10 rows, I understand. Once in a lifetime, cool. But 44,000? Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, unless I'm some kind of billionaire or something like that. I wouldn't even see how, like, a normal person would want to save up all that money. I guess, you know, it's like you're fucking... When you save up for a few years to wait for it to be where you want it to be or something and blow all that.
I don't know.
That's a lot of money to blow. And that doesn't include everything, airfares and hotel, if applicable.
Billionaires are too busy making money. They ain't going to fucking Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But
and even if they don't give a shit.
the tickets are really expensive. Granted, if you were lucky enough to go to WrestleMania 40, that was a good one to blow your load on because a lot of stars showed up. They turned WrestleMania years ago. They turned it into Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday event in that city. So it brings a lot of revenue to the city. They have the WrestleMania access where you go and it's like Comic-Con. You walk the floor. You see the, you know, Undertaker's hat and this person's gloves. And like you could see memorabilia. And it's like a museum. You could pay for that. You could do. So you have WrestleMania Comic-Con. You have the ceremony for the Hall of Fame, and then you have NXT pay-per-view, or then you have, like, they made it's hundreds of millions of dollars for that city in tourism. Yeah,
so overall, you, for that whole package, you could spend tens of thousands of dollars to get the works on that thing.
Yeah, you're gonna spend crazy. So even if you wanted the bare bones tickets for two, you're paying like $1,500-$1,600. And that's in the Jesus seats.
Yeah, and that's without everything, anything else that goes with it, because it's never that easy.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, if you just talk about the tickets, you're already paying $1,500-$1,600, and then you got to factor in flight, hotel, fucking. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to day one, I don't know if you buy day one, do you get day two tickets, or is it you got to buy day one and day two? Like, I have no idea.
Knowing them, that's, you gotta buy each day so they can get you.
Yeah, I don't know how, or you buy the pass or what, like if it's like Comic Con. I don't. The last time I tried to go was when it was in MetLife and I couldn't afford it, so I didn't go. But that's, you know, it's, you're gonna fucking pay through the nose because it's once a year, and depending on who's there, they gotta pay these wrestlers. And I they said The Rock made something like $9 million for his match.
Man, I wonder how they could just like be like, I want X amount of dollars for this to be there at this match, and that's it. Just
The Rock got TKO stock. That's what he was paid in. So he's the board member of TKO, and TKO and Endeavor, the people who bought WWE. So he's, you know, a board member. They gave him $9 million in shares, but the aggravating thing is he basically came back. And he blew up wrestling. Like, wrestling was on its fucking face, and people were really tuning in for storylines and Cody Rhodes and all this stuff. And the original plan they had was, so what happened was they have a tag match on Saturday. That's The Rock's match where he actually wrestles. And whoever wins picks the stipulation for the title match on Sunday. And you know, the Rocks team won, and the stipulation is basically we're going to fuck you and cheat. And on Sunday, everybody that was cheating for the Rocks side kept getting like a counterpart to come out for the good guy side. Very old school. So when the good guy side ran out of fucking people, and you know, the Rock is about to, you know, whip some ass with a belt, you know, John Cena's music hits and the place erupts and he goes crazy, and the Rock bottoms him, and then you're like, damn, they're fucking, you know, the Rock's team is cheating and they're gonna win again. And then the gong hits and then the lights go off, come back on, and the Undertaker's in the ring behind the Rock. And
he does the good old gimmick.
Yeah.
Wow, surprising. I thought he retired.
No, he did, but so the thing was, apparently the original plan was to have Stone Cold come out. And
that would have been nuts.
That would have broke the internet 100%, because it's just, that's, he's one of the biggest stars in the world when it comes to wrestling. But apparently they couldn't come to an agreement for money. And I'm a little disappointed that Stone Cold probably was like, yo, I want, you know, $1 million or something crazy. And The Undertaker probably took like a few hundred grand to just to show up, chokeslam somebody and leave.
Yeah. I mean, unless they were just trying to shellack Stone Cold. I mean, he is one of the biggest hidden draws in history, right?
Well, yeah, but I highly doubt they would be like, hey, we'll give you, you know, $8,000 and a Big Mac. Like, they're going to give him money to, yeah. All he would have to do is really show up. And then he would have just, instead of chokeslamming the Rock, he would have just stunned the Rock. And then he would have left.
And the Rock got $9 million and the shares, or he got...
No, the shares. I think he got paid in shares. Granted, all of it's internet bullshit.
But yeah, according to Wrestling Zone, the Rock got 96,000 shares of TKO stock, which the stock is currently at 98.04. And when you crunch that number... that is $94 million in value.
Yeah, I don't think he got $94 million.
Yeah, no, I mean, stock value and, you know, what you can actually get for it is different, but I don't know if that gives him, regardless, that's a lot of shares, but.
Yeah, because $100 million or even $50 million, like, to show up to fight one match. No shot. Because even at the highest end, when they do the Dubai shows, they're getting like a million and change a match. Like Brock Lesnar was the highest paid wrestler in the last few years. And even on his end, for multiple matches and multiple storylines and a lot of appearances, he was getting like, you know, $24, $34 million. So for The Rock to make $100 million for one match, like, nah, that seems crazy.
Well, he didn't make none of that money, so because he would have to sell or he could divest against it, you know, things like that. So he didn't actually get paid anything. If he sells that stock, then he can get paid. But you know what I'm saying? Having a share in the company or something like that, I think it seems more important than anything. Or he could borrow against it, sure, and you know, get a good value for it. But technically, he didn't get a paycheck.
Yeah, it's even if he did get a paycheck, I know a lot of on the internet, oh, he only did it for the money. Like, bro, you really think The Rock needs the money? Like, he is a fucking board member on a $1 billion company. He's come, if he sold his tequila brand, he'll probably make $1 billion. Like, he doesn't need the money. He's doing a lot of his passion projects. And coming back to wrestling, where it actually mattered, was a passion project. And him, it was his idea to go bad, and Triple H was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, but not just that, but who the fuck cares if he's just doing it for the money? Who the fuck, why is that the thing? You know what I'm saying? Eventually, you're going to get paid for what you do, and if somebody's willing to pay you that much money, what are you going to say? No? Yeah, no, don't pay me nothing for this. You know, don't give me anything. I'll do it fucking free.
You also got to find a reason to hate on him. That's the main thing. The internet's going to find a reason to hate on someone, but the storyline itself was amazing, and it was a really, really cool night. There was a lot of great matches, a lot of great stories were told, And, you know, me and the missus watched all of it, and it was fun times. I love watching WrestleMania Wug. She gets into it. And The Rock came out on Monday, and he talked to Cody Rhodes, and he's like, I'm going to go away for some time now, but I'm not done. So there's more matches in the future for him. He's not, he's stepping away because he's making a movie with WWE Studio to try to bring their studio up. And he's making a movie about a UFC fighter that he was like addicted to drugs, and Emily Blunt's going to be in it. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a drama, and he's trying to help the studio come up. So he's not straying too far away. And when you're a board member, it's not like he's not going to be back in, even if he doesn't have a match, even if he does the valet shit, he's a mouthpiece. Like, they could use him in so many different ways that, it's going to be awesome. I just wish that Stone Cold would have come to an agreement, because that would have been probably the best WrestleMania moment ever if Stone Cold would have came out.
Yeah, that would have been nuts. He come running out, bringing the chair, and
that would have been insane.
Start stunnering, hitting everybody with a stunner and shit. Typical Stone Cold fashion.
Yeah, that would have been fucking insane if he did that. But I'm waiting to hear him on like an interview or something where he talks about. Because he's very open on a lot of stuff, so hopefully he explains why he didn't do it. We'll see. But the future is looking bright for a lot of the storylines, and the stuff that did come to an end, was a lot of good matches. Really, really good. I was very excited. Let's see. What else? Oh, for the misses, what is it? L.A. Knight. Yeah. I just wanted to say that to her. Because she listens to our podcast.
Just be honest, Jason. Our favorite listener.
Let's see. What else do we have today? Actually, we every week we do a Florida Man episode. Maybe we should save the Wendy's thing. Can you save that?
Yeah, we can save it for next time.
What I will say is, companies that are on LinkedIn and Indeed, if you don't respond, even if it's a no to a person that applies, you're a piece of shit, man. When you go to see like your progress on a fucking application, and it's like no longer looking for someone for this role, like, you just close your shit after you found your person instead of just declining other people. You make them fucking sit there like an asshole.
Yeah, I remember a long time ago when I was trying to get a different job. I never heard back, so I called the guy, and I was like, "Hey, what's up with this job?" And he was like, "No, I got somebody else." And I was like, "Damn, you could at least let me know or something." And he was like, "Oh, I don't owe you nothing." And I'm like, "Yeah, but you could have been a decent human being and just fucking told me I didn't get it." And then I hung up on him before he could fucking retort. Fucking banged it on him.
Yeah, I don't understand. Because it's not like you have to, if they're using certain programs or softwares, once you hit, like, they look at your resume and hit decline, it sends like a message to that person, and it's like, no, sorry, we went another way, blah blah blah. So
yeah,
that's kind of the least you could do. Yeah, you don't owe me nothing, but damn, you don't have to be a fucking cocksucker about it.
Yeah, and the guy, he was texting me back and forth and shit like that, and then that was our initial contact, so I could have just easily just shot a text in, and we got somebody else. Okay, that's all you had to fucking do.
Yeah, I hate being on the fucking hook, man. And just, I'm on the hook, and they're like, yeah, this time and whatever, and then just nothing. And I got to reach out to you, and then you wait a week to then tell me nah. Or you don't respond at all, and your application is just gone.
Yeah, so blowing them up, fuck it. That's what I do when I need to get in touch with accounts receivable for things. I'll just message them. I'll put them in an email, and then they don't respond. Copy the message next day, and I do that shit 4 days in a row, so I can finally get a fucking response this week. So gotta fucking spam people sometimes. Although that might not be the best thing to do for a job, but
yeah, that for especially someone I don't know, I'm not really gonna do that.
You gotta hit him with that. I'm just following up.
Yeah, I hit him with that, but it's, you know, after one or two follow ups, say nothing, I'm not gonna keep following up. You said a lot without saying anything. Okay, our Florida man, Florida woman, for the week. We do a headline every week, and hopefully we get a full story, or we just get the headline. Depends on what website we get it from.
How zany it was.
This one is Florida woman arrested for threatening a McDonald's worker for McDonald's dipping sauce by any means necessary. A Florida woman wasn't loving it when she... damn. When she was arrested on New Year's Day because she couldn't get her favorite desired dipping sauce. According to Indian River County Sheriff's Office, Maggie McGuire, 19, Vero Beach, was arrested after threatening to rob a McDonald's at the corner of 20th Street and 58th Avenue in Vero Beach. According to the police report, after getting her food, McLaughlin requested extra dipping sauce with her order. The employee told her that extra dipping sauce was 25 cents extra, at which point an argument ensued. McLaughlin, I don't know how to say it. What's funny that her fucking name is Mick, which is hilarious. She's fighting McLaughlin.
Mick Sauceless over there.
She stated that she was getting the sauce by whatever means necessary. However, she didn't specify what she meant by that, according to the report. She was yelling profanities at several employees, stating that she would rob your establishment and get her fucking dipping sauce. Spoiler alert, she didn't get her dipping sauce, and the store wasn't robbed. She was brought into custody for disorderly conduct. She needed to be placed into mechanical restraints. Does that just mean cuffs?
I guess. That makes sense. Then, like, you're under Mick arrest.
No, I.
But she's accused of causing.
I think are the feet ones.
Oh damn!
Because it says she needed to be placed into mechanical restraints by the arresting officers because she kept locking her legs, refusing to walk forward. According to the report, she was transported to the Indian River County Jail for processing.
Because they picked her up all like hog-tied her and fucking scooped up and walked out. I wonder if she was a fatty.
No.
She's actually not. Oh, man, I forgot to say. Yeah, so she really wanted that sauce.
They would have needed two pairs of cuffs to fucking if she was a fatty.
they would have had to call it a hog wrangler, like a real one, to get the job done.
Yeah, I don't know. That is a weird story. It's the same. We saw a video this week where people were fighting over, like, buffet items. I never had the balls to do that.
I never had the balls to argue for another fucking saw. It's an extra quarter. All right, fucking just charge me, bro. Like, the fuck out of here. Why am I going to make a deal? Like, if he would have been like, $5, I would be like, okay, that's a problem.
Yeah, but suck my big nuts. $5.
Yeah, I never. The whole quarter, bro. It ain't going to kill you.
Yeah, I don't know what the I can't help myself. I was gonna say what the big deal is. Pickle pun. Yeah, that it's just a weird. It's a really weird thing. I don't know why somebody would fight over a fucking sauce, but oh well.
And not just that, but then go deep that you get arrested. Like, you know, it's pretty bad. You got to be making a serious fucking scene for the cops to come in and like arrest you and.
Yeah. What's the Mick dilemma? It's like, well, I didn't get my sauce today. So I gotta get my sauce. And he's like, wow, that's unbelievable. you got any before we
I was trying, but yours just like threw me right out of the fucking way because I was gonna say something like like, mine probably wasn't even, something about sauce. Like,
something sauce. Yeah. Just wrap, put it in post.
Yeah. Fix this up. I'll come up with something later.
This was a whopper of a story. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. buy our shit on Teespring. I prefer a Whopper over a Big Mac anyway. So.
Oh yeah, no actually, question. Flame broiled all day.
Baconator overall, but whatever. I'm the fanboy. Don't forget to rate, view, and subscribe. Buy our shit on Teespring.
I'm the hater, and I'm not gonna fight you for no sauce.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I'm not fighting.
It was a McTastrophe?
Yeah, I'm not a McFatty over there.